This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Good morning, 6 o'clock exactly. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys heard the good news. Actually, two pieces of good news. Bill, you start with the first one with the Phils.
Oh, yeah. Phils made the playoffs. How about it? They beat the Astros 3-0 last night. First time back in the playoffs since 2011. It's been that long.
It's so hard to believe, but this is wonderful.
It's crazy.
All right, I have the dumbest question on earth.
What's that?
Why is it called Red October? Red for the Phils, and we're playing in October?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I know of, yeah.
So that's a Philly term, Red October, because of the Phils.
I don't know
uniform.
If the Cincinnati Reds claim ownership of that as well.
Okay.
I have no idea. But certainly a lot of people are going to be wearing their Phillies pride today.
Yes,
a lot of red, as you should.
Yes, I knew we were all very excited for Red October, and I just wasn't sure. But yes, that's awesome news. The second piece of good news I hope you heard about is it's time to actually start entering your school's choir into our Christmas choir competition. Your school could win, a lot of money. So get the kids practicing, and you can enter your submission when you're ready on our website at b101philly.com. And that's where all the details of the competition are, too. We are 82 days away from Christmas. We are getting excited.
Yep. Also excited for this. Now, we heard a little Ed Sheeran taking us in to the break here, but you can win some Ed Sheeran tickets, a pair of them, at 7:10 when we play Beat the Bee. It's going to be Ed Sheeran, actually not Ed Sheeran trivia, Famous Eds and Edwards trivia.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, though, I worked a little bit ahead, and I have a fun category. Should I reveal it now?
Sure.
Tomorrow.
You're so excited.
Not today. I'm so excited for this.
The fact that you worked ahead.
I never work ahead.
I know.
So this is, in and of itself, this is a big deal. it's going to be Ed, Ted, or Dead. So I'll give you a line.
No.
You have to tell me whether the person's an Ed, a Ted,
or a Dead.
Or Dead.
Good Lord.
I just like
you worked ahead for this?
I just like
that. That's what you came up with?
That's all I came up with.
Wait, but today's
Famous Eds,
gotcha,
and Edwards.
Okay.
Plenty of them out there, of course. At 8:10, it's a $303 impossible question. 15% of people think it's only right to do what? And right now, we're so excited because it is Virtua Day. Time for the Be Up Club on Facebook, sponsored by our friends at Virtua Health. Here to get you there. Join us on our page, B101 Philly.
B101.1.
Thanks for the follow, the likes, and all the Facebook fields.
We love our B101 Philly Top Facebook Fan of the Day.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Top Fan, Roger Barros from Philly. Good job.
Cool name. You know, Rogers are always the coolest guys. Think about it. You got
Fred
Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
You've got Roger Moore, who was James Bond for all those years. Now we got Roger Barros. The coolest guy in Philly today because he is a B101 top fan.
Are those the only Rogers you could think
That's
of?
That's all I
those
could think
two?
Of. The well runs dry after that. But listen, Roger Barros, congratulations on being named B101's Top Fan of the Day today. You earned it. You deserve it. And you guys can get there, too. Start by liking our Facebook page at B101 Philly. Roger that.
Philly's B101.1 with Jen and Bill and two things you need to know today.
Two things to know, sponsored by Ashley Home Stores. Ashley Home Stores, lowest pricing on mattresses with 11 Philly and South Jersey locations. Number one. the Phillies. Woo! Yeah. For the first time since 2011, the Phillies have made the postseason after beating the Astros last night, 3-0 in Houston. The Phillies came into this season with the second longest postseason drought behind Seattle. So this is big. Who the Phillies play when the postseason opens up on Friday depends on which wild card spot they finish in. But all three games, we can tell you this, will be on the road, none in Philly.
And is that a bad thing? Is that bad luck?
No. They're the fighting Phillies for a reason.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
All right, number two, coastal flooding continues down the shore today with all this heavy rain and wind from a nor'easter, not from Ian. Today's flooding, road closures, and beach erosion are expected, unfortunately, to be worse than yesterday's, with the worst of it happening between 2 and 4 p.m. during high tide. The good news, though, for both the shore and for Philadelphia is that we will all start to dry out tomorrow afternoon. And those are your two things on Philly's B101.1.
What's the buzz on B101 with Jen and Bill?
Buzzing today, and I am not happy about this, but after setting a record for the longest-running solo number one song ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Harry Styles, as it was, has been knocked out of the top spot by some guy named Steve Lacy.
Oh, no.
And his song, Bad Habit, certainly seems a little way too close for comfort to Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. So we got to check this guy out, though. By the way, if you did miss the big news, Ed Sheeran has announced his upcoming stadium tour. It's called the Mathematics Tour, and he is bringing it to Philly. So he's going to be at the Link on June 3rd. And also good news for you guys. In a little bit, when we play Beat the Bee, you will get the chance to win a pair of tickets to go to that show. Now, on the flip side, not coming to Philadelphia at all is Bono. He's going on a book tour and a book signing to promote his memoir. It's called Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. But he won't be too far from us. Like, if you do want to go see him, he will be in New York at the Beacon Theater on November 2nd.
Love Bono. Love this. Red October is trending after the Phillies, for the first time since 2011, made the playoffs. Woo-hoo! You heard that right. They beat the Astros last night, 3-0 in Houston. The playoffs start on Friday. We don't know who the Phillies will play yet, but all three games, that first round of the wild card, will be on the road for the Phillies. How about this? The Sixers had their first preseason game last night. And who do they beat? Ben Simmons and the Nets in Brooklyn, 127-108. Shockingly, Simmons did play. I'm surprised.
Well, yeah.
He scored 6 points, had a couple of rebounds. You know, can't wait till he comes to Philadelphia. A wonderful play. Wonderful to have the guts to play here in the city.
Well, he got booed last night in New York.
Yeah, right.
By Philly fans.
Yep, absolutely. Not a like guy. Here's a guy who's still, he was out on his apology tour for about 6 or 7 months, Will Smith. Now he's out promoting his latest film, Emancipation. This film has been getting a lot of Oscar buzz for his performance and for the film itself. If it is nominated for any Oscars, he can't attend.
He can't attend, but he can win.
He can win, yeah. This is pretty cool. I kind of like this. I like hearing about new shows in development, Jen. And this is one I may watch. CBS's Watson. This is about Dr. Watson, you know, who was the partner to Sherlock Holmes.
Gotcha.
Holmes is dead, and a year later, Watson has his own medical practice with an investigative focus, kind of like CSI Watson.
You know, you have so many shows in your queue, as they say. You want to add another one.
Yeah, I want to add this one.
Why, though? Why does that sound good?
I don't know. It just sounds good. I like CSI, and I think this is a cool little spin on it. I always like Holmes and Watson, you know?
It's not even what it's called.
I don't know. Did you think the lighting in the last House of the Dragon episode was wonky? Like,
yes.
Way too dark? Did
it
you think
so,
that?
I could barely see.
Well, a lot of people have been complaining online. Twitter went nuts about it. But HBO is defending the decision. Says it was a creative decision they made because, you know, it was like nightfall and they wanted
Please.
That mood.
They didn't pay their electric bill. There were no spotlights on the set.
I literally had to turn the lights out in the living room.
Down.
Yeah.
Yes.
To see it last night.
But
you know?
It was a good show.
Ooh,
this last episode on Sunday. It was good.
No spoilers, but the ending was awesome.
Yes.
Best one yet, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jen mentioned those Ed Sheeran tickets up for grabs at 7:10. We're going to play Beat the Bee coming up very soon. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, and that is the prize right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a pair of tickets to go see him, Ed Sheeran, June 3rd at the Link. This morning, we are playing with Carrie. She's from Tom's River, and she was caller number 10.
All right, Carrie, we have five questions for for Jen. The category, famous Eds or Edwards, for obvious reasons. Carrie, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right and you're going to win. Are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, let's play.
All right, Jen, first question. Let's start off with Ed Sheeran. He shares the same birthday, February 17th, with this Paris. Is it Hilton or Jackson? Who shares the same birthday with Ed Sheeran? Carrie, will she know that?
It's probably 50-50, so I'll bet on Jen.
All right.
All right, well, you know I'm guessing, and I'm going to go with Jackson.
It is Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, you guessed wrong.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Plenty of chances to win, Carrie. Let's move on to question 2. Everyone's favorite sparkly vampire, Edward Cullen.
Yes.
He was played by the brooding Robert Pattinson in those Twilight masterpiece films.
They were masterpieces.
Sure were.
Oh,
yes, they do. Who was the next after Edward to enter the Cullen family, Jen? I'll give you a choice, all right? Was it Jasper or Esme?
Wait.
Esme? Who was
Esme.
Esme, whatever.
What do you mean? Chronologically in the movie?
Yeah, like after Edward joined the Cullen family. Was it Jasper or who? Esme?
Esme.
Esme. Who entered the...
Esme was his stepmother.
All right, well,
Jasper would have been his brother.
All right, well, she seems to know a lot about this Twilight books and the films and all that. She read the books and you also watched the movies.
Of course.
Will she know it?
Yes, I'm counting on her.
Wait, who do you think? Jasper or the other one?
Jasper came in, I think, before Edward, so I'm going to go with Esme, the stepmom.
Esme is correct.
Yes!
All right, good job. Whew, I wouldn't know that at all. I just looked it up. All right, you're on the board there. Carrie, let's go to question 3. Jen, actor-director Ed Burns got his big break in 1995 with this indie film. Was it, I'll give you a choice,
all right.
The Brothers McMullen or The Brothers Garrelitis?
Oh!
Now, Carrie. Come on, Carrie. Will she know that?
Sure, yes.
Yes, of course, McMullen.
The Brothers McMullen,
I would
correct.
Like to see The Brothers Garrelitis.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like it.
I'm waiting for it to be produced.
One more, Carrie.
All right, one more for the win here. Jen, number 4, Ed Sheeran. His nickname, is it Eddie or Teddy? What is it?
Nickname from whom? His wife? What?
For his friends and family members call him Eddie or Teddy. What do you think it is?
His friends and family, because Bill knows.
That's right. I looked this up. Now, will she know that, Carrie?
Oh, again, probably 50-50. Let's go with Jen.
All right, what do you think?
Good.
1 or 2?
You know I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Let's go Teddy.
Teddy, his friends and family call him that. That's right.
You won, Carrie. Great job.
Yes, good job, Jen. You knew all the answers.
Well, not all of them, but you know what? You get to go see Teddy. Yeah, Ed Sheeran. You have a pair of tickets, so he is going to be at the Link on June 3rd.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's really going to be a good show. We're so happy for you, but hang on 1 minute, Carrie, so we can get your info, okay?
Great. Thank you.
And his nickname is Teddy. He's got a tattoo of a teddy bear on him. That's why he gets the nickname.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I did a little research, shockingly. All right, tomorrow, your chance to play Beat the Bee with us at 7:10. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Got a question for you guys this morning. All right, since Hocus Pocus 2 is out, it's the new hot movie. Everyone loves it because everyone loved the first one, except for me. We want to know, what is that one movie that you hate that everyone else on this planet seems to love? I thought Hocus Pocus was stupid.
Well, I could see that. I liked it, but it was, I can see it.
It's a classic.
I know it's a classic. It's a stupid classic. and for me, and this is probably the same thing, I hate The Princess Bride.
Ooh,
and I know everyone loves that. My husband loves it. My sister-in-law even got married to this whole The Princess Bride theme. I have never liked that movie.
That's something new. I didn't know that. The great movie that I hated that everyone else seems to love, it's probably appropriate for this time of year, The Shining.
Really?
Can't stand a dumb bore of a horror movie. I know it's a great book by Stephen King. I do like Jack Nicholson. That Shelley Duvall drove me crazy in it. The cinematography, the red rum, all of it. Hate it. Now, Laura... I felt good getting that out.
And no, all right, no judgment. I'm surprised you don't like The Shining, but I won't judge you. That's fine.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Okay, this really makes people mad when I tell them, but I hate Top Gun.
What?
Laura!
The original?
The original is terrible.
All right, we're
You're
judging.
You're terrible!
We're judging. Oh, my gosh!
Okay, so I will preface it by saying that I didn't see it early on, right?
So you probably weren't even born yet.
So I saw it for the first time, like, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 years ago. And I thought it was dumb. I thought Tom Cruise was such a tool. I hate the love story.
You hated the love story? I thought they had amazing chemistry.
Iceman. Did you like Iceman?
What about the volleyball scene?
I fell asleep.
God. Thought I knew you.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I don't mean to judge, but wow.
Wow. We broke that promise quick.
No,
it's all right. We still love you. But anyway, guys, tell us the movie that you hate that everyone else loves. Okay?
We won't judge.
We won't judge. We'll do it.
They're lying. They will judge.
They are lying. We want to hear it. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
Ow!
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what is the movie that you hate that everyone else on the planet just seems to love? For me, it is The Princess Bride. Wesley is so cheesy that Montoya guy, he's got to stop with the prepare to die lines. I'm not a fan.
All right. Well, this annoys people when I say this. I hate The Shining. Hate it. I know it's considered a horror classic, one of Stanley Kubrick's greatest films. I detest it. Can't stand it. Don't want to ever watch that again.
You guys are still upset with me, but I hate Top Gun.
This is so bizarre
Blasphemy.
To me, but no judgment.
Yeah. Well, we threw the question out to Facebook. You know, what movie do you hate that others seem to just love? Cassandra says, Cats with Taylor Swift and James Corden, all right? Lorraine says, A Christmas Story.
That's a classic.
Wow. Oh, that hurts my heart.
Oh.
This is even worse. Jessica says, Elf. She hates Elf.
All right, no judgment, guys.
I'm trying. This is
refrain.
Hard. This is so hard. Troy says Titanic. Okay. Nick agrees with Laura. Top Gun.
What?
Hates it.
Nick.
Come on, Nick. Cindy agrees with Jen, Princess Bride. Yep. Jen. Denise says The Exorcist. I get it. That's a weird one. Oh. Vicky agrees with me. The Shining. Yes. Horrible film. And Pam says The Bodyguard.
Randy from Ambler. Hi. What is that one movie you hate that everyone loves?
Wall-E.
Oh my gosh. I actually thought that was very cute.
Very cute movie.
I took my 3 kids to see that movie when it came out.
Uh-huh.
And about 45 minutes in, the 4 of us looked at each other and said, why are we sitting here? And we got up and walked out.
Did you just think it was a little slow?
It was very hard to deal with the movie with virtually no dialogue.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
The only thing you kept hearing was Eva.
Oh. All right, Randy, Wall-E is on the list. I'm sorry you didn't like it, but thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Allison from Bryn Mawr. What's the movie you hate that everyone else loves?
I can't stand the movie Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow. It's
no,
a classic.
I'm with you.
Oh,
I am with you,
really?
Allison.
I don't like the story. I'm not a huge fan of Tom Hanks, unfortunately. It's really unpopular opinion.
Okay, both producer Laura and Bill are shooting us daggers.
Yeah, we're offended. That's
my
okay.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah,
lots of people can't agree. I believe I'm in the minority, believe me.
Well, that's the whole point of this topic, right? Because this shocks other people, but it doesn't shock Jen Ryan.
Exactly.
She hates it, too.
I'm with you, Allison. Good choice.
Thanks, Allison.
Good.
Kathleen from Elkins Park, how about you?
I'm going to get myself in trouble with this
one. No, you're not.
It's my husband's favorite movie. I hate The Nightmare Before Christmas and every single Tim Burton movie.
Oh.
Every single one. I hate them.
Oh.
Is it just the animation part of it or the storyline? What is it?
The whole thing gives me the creep.
It is a little
sorry,
creepy.
But like,
oh, I get it.
All of them. Like, I can't watch them. I feel like I'm two when I watch them. I'm like, I told him. I said, we don't even have kids yet, but our kids can't watch this movie.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Now, listen, I love the movie, but I get it.
I actually like it, too. I understand, though. It is creepy to look at.
Nope. No.
Well, you're going to love this. $303 in the impossible question jackpot when we play around 8:10. Make sure you are listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$303 in the impossible question jackpot this morning. 15% of people think it's only right to do what?
Elena from Woodbury, good morning. What is your guess?
Is it to take back a dish or a bottle that they brought to an event?
Oh.
Ooh.
I do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like my girlfriend had a happy hour the other night, and I came with a dish. I thought you actually meant the dish. Like, I take my platter back.
The dish, like the meal or the bottle of wine that you brought. Not the actual dish.
You're right. You leave it. You totally leave it.
Yeah, I'd leave it too, yeah. But I always bring my own Tupperware to a party.
Yeah, we know that. He keeps it in the trunk just in case.
I need those leftovers. I don't want waste. But listen, great gas, Elena. Not it, though.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
You too.
Thank you. Keep those guesses coming. 15% of people think it's only right to do what? $303 for you if you're right. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$303 in the IQ jackpot this morning. 15% of people think it's only right to do what?
Hi, Elizabeth from Collegeville. What is your guess?
Kick your nose.
I'm going to say since the pandemic, I bet you there's a lot less nose picking in the country these days because that's a surefire way to get sick, let me tell you. I'll tell you what I do. Do you care?
Here we go.
I take a Q-tip and put peroxide on it, and then I clean house that way.
Clean house that way.
That's right.
And why don't you just blow your nose with a
Kleenex? Well, it loosens everything up that's encrusted. And listen.
What?
That's
clean
right.
Clean your ears with peroxide.
And you can do that too.
You?
Peroxide for everything, I say. Elizabeth, great guess. Not what we're looking for.
Thank God.
Okay, I'll try again.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Try to wipe that image from your mind, please. All right, Dana from Franklinville, New Jersey. What is your guess? 15% of people think it's only right to do what?
Take up two parking places in a parking lot.
Oh, we always see those jerky people, don't we? With
and
their
they
fancy
are.
Cars.
They're jerky.
They're so jerky, and you just want to key that car. But
Bill?
But I'm just saying, don't do it.
Well,
vandalism is not the answer, Dana. It never is. But not what we're looking for.
Well, appreciate the chance.
Of course.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bill, have you ever keyed someone's car?
No. I may have kicked the tire, you know, but
that
hurts.
That doesn't do much.
No, it hurts me. Hurts my ankle.
Jessica from Ambler. Hi. What is your guess?
Break up through text.
Again, a jerky thing to do,
that is
I think.
Hard. Now, Jessica, are you married? Has this happened to you? Or do you have any friends, experiences?
Wait, are you married? Has this happened to you? And do you have any
friends?
Yeah,
a lot of questions.
Which pick one, Bill?
Give us the whole rundown.
I'm married. I have some friends. And no, it hasn't happened to me.
That's all we wanted to know.
Jessica, I love you. And I'm glad that's never happened to you because it's a terrible thing to do. And it's a really good guess. It makes a lot of sense, but not it.
Okay, thank you. Can Callum say hi?
Of course.
Hello.
Oh,
hi, Callum,
you tried to get through yesterday. I remember.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Callum.
What are you looking forward to in school today? What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Wow. Oh, I'm so impressed.
Well, listen, pay attention in school, and we're going to leave you with this, Callum. Never break up with a woman or anyone through text, okay, when you grow up.
Okay.
Aww.
That's all I got.
Both of you have a great day, and thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, so cute. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know what happens, right? When no one guesses the IQ, we add another $101 to the jackpot. Tomorrow, 8:10 a.m., we'll be up to $404.
15% of people think it's only right to do what? Think about it all day today. Good luck tomorrow. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Don't know if you guys got your pumpkins yet, but how big do you go? Because the heaviest pumpkin grown this year in the U.S. has just been announced, and it went to farmers outside of Buffalo, New York.
This thing was massive, ridiculously massive, weighing 2,554 pounds.
Wow.
I don't like paying for it, and I don't like picking up any pumpkins that weigh over 3 pounds.
Oh.
I like my pumpkins light. The Guinness World Record, by the way, still held by a grower in Italy. That pumpkin weighed over 2,700 pounds.
That's amazing.
Did I tell you the practical joke that my neighbor played on the other neighbor? They're friends. They live next door to each other. So last year, he bought pumpkin seeds from the store, planted them in her front yard. Now they took over the last 6 months, took
You've
over her front garden.
You've got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. And now she has at least 6 pumpkins growing on her front yard.
Okay, now I have questions. Does she love it?
Well,
or did she hate it? She must love it now, though. That'd be cool.
She thinks it's cool, although after this season, she's going to tear it up because they do have a tendency to take over.
Does she know it's the neighbor who did it?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Everyone's all good with each other, and we're all getting pumpkins in the neighborhood,
That's
all the friends.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I had a pumpkin vine once, but it only grew three pumpkins, and they were all green.
Oh.
They were pretty, though.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what these are now. They're just green.
Yeah.
So we're hoping they become, good old orange.
Good old orange for jack-o'-lanterns.
There you go. Guys, coming up, we're going to have some fun. We're going to call the winner of our Disney cruise vacation.
Yeah.
How about that? Make sure you're listening. It could be you. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know how for the past 2 weeks we've been qualifying people here on the B to win that family vacation aboard a Disney cruise?
That's right. We've had 10 qualifiers, and right now we're going to call that one lucky winner. It's very exciting. Someone in where, producer Laura?
Blackwood, New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kim?
It is, yeah. Who's calling?
Kim, this is Jen Ryan and Bill Tafro from B101. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you calling? I really want to call you guys.
Well,
that's true.
Kim, we're calling because we have some incredible news to share with you. Kim, you are the winner, the grand prize winner of the Disney cruise vacation.
How about that, Kim?
That is so great.
You're going on a Disney cruise.
Wow, this is surprising.
You had a 1 out of 10 chance of winning, and your name was pulled. We're so happy for you. Yeah, have you ever been on a Disney cruise or a cruise at all?
I've been on a cruise, but not on a Disney cruise.
Oh, let me tell you, it is spectacular. Do you have any questions? Because I just came back from one with Laura, and Jen went recently on the Disney Wish. We were on the Dream. Any questions for us?
I'm just excited, like, with characters.
Yeah.
Having, like, exclusive access to them. That's going to be kind of cool.
It's very cool because they walk around constantly, and they're not just part of the shows, but they walk around the ship as well.
Oh, wow.
And there's plenty to do. Get yourself that Disney Cruise Navigator app. You'll find out all the happenings throughout the ship. And let me tell you, just a word of advice. The food is spectacular. You're going to love it. Get at least 2 apps and 2 entrees every night, like we did.
Okay.
All right?
So on the house?
Absolutely. Meals included.
Wow.
I know, right? Oh, Kim, do you have children that you're going to take with you? Because 4 people can go.
4 people. It's me, and I have 3 granddaughters.
Oh, my gosh. Go. That's so perfect. Have a wonderful time with them.
So I'll take the little princesses with me.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect.
Oh, we're happy for you. Kim, congratulations.
I'm also celebrating my 50th birthday next year, so it'll be
interesting. Awesome.
Happy birthday, Kim.
I'm excited. Thank you.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
B101.1. More music, more variety, and more smiles.
It's time for Be Positive with Jen and Bill.
Be Positive is brought to you by the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City for world-class entertainment. How cool is this? So the owners of Wilson's Secret Sauce in Upper Darby, they're really doing something amazing. They are down in Florida right now helping out victims of Hurricane Ian.
Yep, Stephen Kelly Wilson packed up over 200 pounds of barbecue meats like brisket and pulled pork. They drove all the way down to Florida to feed as many people as they can. And it all came about because Havertown Day was canceled last weekend because of the rain. So they decided to take all that food that they had prepared for the event and use it for a great cause.
Fantastic.
Talk about comfort food, huh? That is Be Positive. For Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.